The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna. Of course, he is your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners. If you're in Toledo, Perrysburg, wherever you are in the area, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. You can check him out on his website, dandiverna.com. But again, that number to call is 800-373-9715. We give you that contact information right off the bat because it's so important. And Dan, I trust that you've had an outstanding week.
Fantastic week, Ron. Fantastic.
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of interesting things on today's show, and I can't wait. Let's start with 401k rollovers. We often talk about the importance of not leaving a 401k with your old company after you no longer work there, although a lot of people do that. What are the main benefits of rolling an old 401k into an IRA?
Well, one of the big advantages is you get to work with me, Ron.
Yeah, absolutely.
but really, one of the things that usually happens, if you look at somebody's 401k, they've had this 401k, their employer where they've been working for years and years. They might have 10 investment options, and then they'll have some kind of turnkey programs where they might have another 7 or 8 options that are based upon their age. And those are good if you don't have any other options. But the truth is that when you open up into that IRA platform that you typically would have the options of maybe 15,000 options. I mean, any stock, bond, mutual fund, there's so many different options out there. So I would start with investment choices. A second one, which I kind of mentioned jokingly, was the ability to work with an advisor. That's a big advantage. And also, we have many people that have had 401ks with an employer, and it feels very, very free. But in fact, oftentimes there are fees that are embedded there, and sometimes they're helping to cover the cost of the plan. And so we want to kind of dig into those things and make sure that everybody is aware of what their options are, what directions they might possibly go. And depending upon where you're at and where your phase is and your spot, we want to make sure that there's something that's lined up out of those 15,000 options that fits perfect for you.
Okay. There are all kinds of things to think about, of course. You can't just do these things willy-nilly, and that's why it's so good to come in and talk with you, because you think about all these things, and you've dealt with all kinds of scenarios, and certainly the ability to work with an advisor is a very important part of all that. And there are also ways to, get all caught up in hidden fees in your 401k, and I know that you are well-versed in ways to avoid that kind of thing. You know, we talk so many times on the show about how most people don't have any idea what kind of fees they're paying, and you can help them avoid that situation.
Yeah, we can dig into that. We can dig into all your investment options. We can grade them out on how good they are. We can grade them out on the expenses. We can look at the plan's expenses and determine if it makes sense at all to roll the money out into an IRA, or maybe every once in a while we'll find it that inside the 401k makes all the sense in the world for their overall financial plan. One of the other things that happens a lot is people very seldom know all of their plan options. So oftentimes we'll have somebody that has access to perhaps like an in-service withdrawal, which usually happens at age 59 and a half, but sometimes even before that, they're eligible for this, and it's all very much specific and based upon your plan. But these are options that might give somebody a big advantage over somebody that doesn't have those options. So determining that, figuring it out, and knowing which way to go is a lot of what we do every day, really.
We're talking with Dan DiVerna on today's edition of the Financial Symphony. And Dan, I'm just sitting here wondering, you're talking about, rolling over, rolling over a 401k into an IRA. I'm wondering, what are the tax implications of doing a rollover like that?
Well, this is one of the things we do every single week. We're moving money from retirement plans and into IRAs and things like that. And we're always making sure that we are making these be non-taxable events. Very crucial, very big deal. We want to make sure that you are not paying tax on these dollars until the dollars are being spent. So we make sure that we follow all the rules. The IRS gives us the guidelines, and we work within these guidelines to make sure that all of our clients are getting the best kind of advice. And we're mapping this out through our money map process. We're mapping it out without any taxable events until we are good and ready to pay the taxes on these monies.
Well, let's say that people out there have an idea that they want to roll over their 401k while they're still working for the company that they've been working for a long time. What are their options?
Well, first of all, we're going to dig into the plan and see if they have options to do this at all. And that's a one thing many times they don't have those options until age 59 and a half. At 59 and a half, most everybody has the option to do that. And so we will sit down. We will do a thorough fact finder. We really want to understand and make sure the client understands us and that we understand the client and where their objectives are and where they're trying to head to. So we will map those out. And then we're going to lay out and say, hey, this is some of the options. These are some of the ideas that we have. And we kind of just go back and forth. It's a very casual setting. One of the questions I get all the time, Ron, is, you know, when I meet with Dan, is it going to be a tension-filled situation? I don't want to feel like I'm being sold anything. And so what I'll do is just we take our time. It's consistent. It's as laid back as we are on the radio, and we get to know each other. We want to make sure everybody's moving in the same direction, and it really ends up being a lot of fun. And almost every single time we meet with a new person, the feedback that we get is, geez, I wish I would have done this sooner.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those people that's been hesitating and thinking about it, maybe you've listened to the show a few times, or maybe, you know, I'm somebody that one of your friends has told you about, then I'd love to have the invitation here. Either go to our website and check us out and shoot us an email telling us that you're interested in talking, or give us a call right now. This is the hardest part, is the reach out. And after that, it's very easy. It's very smooth. And whether you're looking for a second opinion on the things that you already have, or if you're starting from scratch, we'd love to talk to you.
If you'd like to get in touch with Dan DiVerna and come into Creative Financial Partners and have a conversation, and as Dan just said, it's going to be a very informal, very comfortable conversation. No salesmanship involved, no high pressure at all. Call this number, 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar, come in at a very convenient time, and sit down and have a conversation at Dan's office in Perrysburg. Wherever you live in northwestern Ohio, folks come in all the time, and Dan talks with a lot of different people with a lot of different scenarios, and nothing you say is going to surprise him, and you're going to enjoy the conversation. I think you'll really enjoy getting to know Dan as well. 800-373-9715. That is Dan DiVerna, Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. Call that number, get on the calendar, and come in for a conversation. We'll have more conversation on today's radio show. This is the Financial Symphony, and there's more on the way.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation, on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion.
In northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Pete Townsend has smashed more than 90 guitars in his WHO career, including at least 23 Fender Stratocasters, 12 Gibson Les Pauls, and 21 Gibson SGs. And our local financial maestros all around the country have smashed the fees in hundreds of portfolios to save their clients thousands of dollars. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan Laverna. He is your financial consultant, serving all of northwestern Ohio, really, from his office in Perrysburg at Creative Financial Partners. If you live in Toledo, Perrysburg, wherever you are, go ahead and make this phone call, 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. You may have been listening to the show for a long time. Why not go ahead and make the decision to make that phone call and get on the calendar, 1-800-373-9715. Dan, let's talk about retirement planning myths. I know that there are a lot of myths out there, a lot of information out there, and a lot of misinformation as well. There's an almost endless list of retirement planning myths that need to be debunked. And I know that you're a good debunker, so I wonder if you'll debunk these statements that I'm going to make here. Some people may say, hey, don't touch the principal, live off the interest. I know you can easily debunk that one.
Well, it's been about 20 years since a retiree could reasonably expect to live off the interest. I mean, especially if you're talking about a bank. I have so many clients, and the number one thing that they're talking about, or at least in the top three consistently, is the money that they have at the bank and how it's not doing anything for them. And so we've been in a lowering interest rate environment for all this time, and now we're actually getting to the point where interest rates are going to start to move up, where someone could start to think about making some progress with money at the bank again. But it hasn't been a situation like that. The other thing is that you could not have, with the types of investments that people have been putting their money into, the kind of predictable income is not there. So if you're not at the bank, it's really tough to go out there and get a guarantee or a promise from anybody that you can live off of, and let alone understand exactly where you're going to be a year or two later. I mean, if you're looking at something with many of these stocks or many of the mutual funds, they have such a difference in what they're paying from year to year that most people don't have that kind of flexibility and to say, hey, I'm just going to live off whatever they send me. So that's definitely not something that we've been doing. I'll tell you, the other thing is, much like cars, you line up a 65 Mustang, 85 Mustang, and a 2017. They're all pretty cool, and they're fun to get around in. But the 2017 gets 30-some miles a gallon. I mean, just the newer investments are made for people that are in these situations where they don't want to outlive their money. They don't want to be a burden on their kids. And so this is a absolute optimum situation for those people, but thinking that you're going to get that interest rate and that yield out of a bank, it's just really not the way people are doing it anymore.
Another good example of how things have changed. Things used to be a lot simpler than they are now, and these days you need a more sophisticated approach, and that's why it's a good idea to come in and have a conversation with Dan Laverna. How about a retirement planning myth that says the more a financial plan weighs, the more impressive it is, the thicker it is, the more valuable it is.
Yeah, so that's a funny one, because my financial plans used to be somewhere in the area of 105 to 117 pages.
Wow.
And I had, and believe me, we don't do that anymore. But I think about those days, and I think about how much information was there and how much of it was just fluff. And so what we've done now is generally when we run through our money map process, we have the heavy lifting and we have enough pages. It's usually 20 or 30 pages on some level, but it also has a one-page summary, because if you have an engineer in the relationship, you usually have somebody else that isn't an engineer, because two engineers in the same relationship is not a wonderful relationship, generally speaking. Somebody wants to know, hey, give me the paraphrase version, like give me the short version of this. And so we have that one-page kind of assessment in our money map process, and then we have the heavier lifting that has a lot more of the details. And we give both. And so it, no matter how you're built and how you're wired, you're going to understand it at the end, how things are going to map out.
Well, I know my wife is a mechanical engineer. Half the time I don't know what she's talking about when we're talking about work. You know, so I know you're right on that one. That is not a myth. That is absolutely a fact. We're talking about retirement planning myths on today's edition of the Financial Symphony. And Dan Laverna, of course, the star of our show. Dan, how about when somebody comes in and says to you, my life is simple, so a will is all that I'm going to need to have all my affairs in order?
Well, that may sound good for most people, but I would tell you that for most people, they're doing some looking over in the sense of not thinking through the way things really should be. Yeah, even though you think you have a simple life, beneficiaries have to jump through a lot of hoops and they have to deal with a lot of kind of junk if you don't leave things exactly the way they should be. And so we have so many clients that as we sit and we uncover what they really want to have happen, we end up having to get attorneys involved and we end up mapping things out a little bit differently. And this happens all the time. And the idea of things going through probate and how much that costs, and dotting of I's and crossing of T's and making sure that our client's will is what we're putting first, because everybody has a way that they'd like things to go. And usually we're actually able to do that when working with attorneys and working with outside counsel. We're able to do that without a lot of expense, and it saves so much energy on the other end. I mean, I have so many people that come to me helping them sort things out from their parents who passed away, or sometimes even aunts and uncles. And I'll tell you what, when they have not dotted the I's and crossed the T's, it is always a colossal undertaking in comparison to sometimes that smooth transition as somebody passes away that had all their planning done correctly.
800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners. Dan DeVerna, of course, on our show every week, is your financial consultant serving Perrysburg and Toledo, all of Northwest Ohio, really. 800-373-9715. He's been doing this for a very long time. It's helped so many individuals, so many couples, so many families in general, and can certainly help you as well. We're talking about common retirement myths on today's show. And how about this one, Dan? My spouse is going to be fine when I'm gone. He or she will only need half as much income anyway. I can shoot a hole in that one myself.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy one to shoot a hole in, because your expenses don't go down that much. I mean, maybe you have two cars and you're going to sell one, and so now you only have one car. But besides how much food's being taken in, and I don't know how big of an eater you are. I know I'm definitely the bigger eater in my household. But when you think about, those are the nominal little things. But the roof over your head costs the same. The taxes are the same. You usually keep the house the same temperature. I mean, almost everything is the same. So usually 80 to 90% of the money that's being spent in a month is still going to have to be spent, whether it's just the one person or whether it's the two people that are currently in that situation right now. The other things to consider are, I mean, sometimes things will drop off, like things like pensions, things like Social Security, and you want to have a map for each one of these possible scenarios when they happen, because inevitably, I mean, generally speaking, but almost always, somebody's going to pass first. And so you have to make sure that you've got a scenario where everybody's going to be taken care of to the end, because nobody wants to be a burden on their kids, on their family, and have those situations happening.
Dan, some people think that when they retire, they need to dramatically shift from stocks to bonds in their portfolio. And that's a myth as well, right?
Well, it is. I mean, we talk about this almost every week, it seems like, but with now a rising interest rate environment, you have to be very sensitive to the types of bonds that you even own. I mean, shorter duration bonds is generally where we have most of our clients. Those bonds are not paying extremely high yields, so we've looked to other alternatives to be able to find and meet our clients' needs for their income. We look at things like cash value life insurance. We're looking at annuities. We're looking at lots of different places for us to be able to have an income that our clients can't outlive, that can provide them with an income stream that they can feel like is predictable, and that we don't get too far off the map. And so if you're looking to do this type of planning, if you're in a situation where you'd like that second opinion and you'd like it to be casual because you don't want to commit to anything, then I would be the perfect person to bounce these things off of. I mean, I remember when I first started doing this in the late 90s, and it felt very different to me, because, you know, everything was so overwhelming and such a big deal. But now that we're in a situation where we have thousands of clients that we're taking care of here in Northwest Ohio, we're in a situation of strength. And so we sit down with a person and we want to make sure that we understand each other and we want to make sure that it's a good fit. And that is the biggest priority for us. And so when it fits, everything just works out well and we don't really have to feel like anybody's forcing anything. So if you'd like to just get that feel and get that vibe and see if I'm the person that kind of gives you the warm fuzzy, as I've said a lot, then we'd love for you to call right now. We'll get back to you sometime very soon and we'll set up a time for us to just have a couple minutes together and see how it feels.
800-373-9715. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. Now, as Dan just said, chemistry is very important. Come in and see if you're a good fit with Dan Naverna. I think you probably will enjoy getting to know Dan a little bit and vice versa, certainly. But why not make it happen? There's no obligation. It's not going to cost you anything. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to make it happen. One more time, if you haven't written it down already, please do so right now. 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan Naverna of Creative Financial Partners, and there's more on the way.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan Naverna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
It's time for another Musical Connection on the show today. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Mark Lloyd here along with me, Ron Stutz. And let's talk about music and finance again, Mark, as we always do. And one of my favorite bands, little old band from Texas.
ZZ Top. Yes.
I feel my beard growing right now as we talk.
Well, it better grow fast because they had them long.
I'm not kidding you. And you know, the interesting thing about ZZ Top, Frank Beard, the drummer, is the only one who doesn't have a beard. But that's another story.
Oh, broom. I'll give you a cymbal crash on that one. But that's a good joke.
What can the boys from ZZ Top and their classic song, Sharp Dress Man, every girl's crazy about a sharp dress man.
Mm-hmm.
What can that teach us about retirement planning?
Okay, so, you know, so give me a little bit of background about what happened on that song.
Okay, well, back in the middle 80s, there was an interview with Spin magazine, and the bass player, Dusty Hill, said, "Sharp dress depends on who you are. If you're on a motorcycle, really sharp leather is great. If you're a punk rocker, you can get sharp that way, whether it's with safety pins or whatever they used to
do." I don't know what that means. Spikes? Spikes or something? Yeah, I'm
not sure. But you can be sharp or not sharp in any mode. I guess if you're a country music star, you can be sharp in that way. It's all in your head. If you feel sharp, you be sharp. Remember the old Gillette commercial? Be sharp. Look sharp, be sharp. Remember that?
So if you feel sharp, you can be sharp.
Yeah.
So that was the moral behind the song. Okay, well that makes sense.
Yeah.
So a financial connection might be like something like this. There's a lot of truth to the concept when it comes to creating your retirement plan.
Right.
So let me explain this. The reality is that there's not just one way to make retirement work for you. You know, we always talk about on the show every week how everyone's retirement plan that we have the blessing or the opportunity to be able to prepare for you is unique. You know, because your situation out there is unique. So your retirement plan should be unique as well. It shouldn't be a cookie cutter, one size fits all retirement plan. And the key is having a plan that is strictly customized to you. And it needs to be customized in two different ways, Ron. So let's briefly go through these two different ways together, okay?
Okay.
All right, number one, it needs to be something that's going to work for you mathematically and logically. So one thing that we like to do is show you different kinds of investing strategies that we've been using for many, many years. And you might say, well, that one there, I understand that. That looks pretty good. I don't understand that. I'm a little cautious over there. But the bottom line is we can design it and customize it to fit your feelings or what your goals are. But it also has to work mathematically and it has to be logical. So if you said to me, all I know is putting money in a 401k and how to grow it. So I still think that when I retire, I should still be grow. Growth is my number one concern. Well, folks, that's not the number one concern when you retire. It should be, and this is where we have to make it worth mathematically, it should be asset preservation. Because now we cannot afford to lose what we've accumulated. But asset preservation, folks, doesn't mean going all to cash. This is what we're seeing a lot of right now, Ron. We're seeing people either still invested in the market, it's going up because the market's hitting all-time records, or we're seeing people in cash because they're scared of this market going up and being hitting all-time records. There has to be a happy medium somewhere where you can have your cake and eat it too. You can still have safety, but you can still have growth. And the second thing that has to happen here, you know, a second way that we have to customize this plan is it has to be, and this is also an important factor in your emotions and in personal preferences. There might be one way that might be fine mathematically, but for whatever reason, you're not comfortable with it. And that's why we have to sit down and maybe rely on some coaching here. You might have to be a little bit more flexible. You know, I have folks that when they come in here, Ron, sometimes they're nervous. They feel that all we're going to talk about is putting it in risk. And you know, that's the only way to do it. And they're scared of risk. And I have other folks that come in here and say, all you're going to want to do is put it in conservative. And I know that I'm okay with risk. You know, I want to make sure that you're going to give me some risk because I don't want everything conservative. You know, the thing about it is we got to go look at those two factors. Mathematically, what's it going to take? Are you behind the eight ball? Do you need more growth? And you need to have the most growth with the minimal amount of risk we can get you. Or are you in a situation where you've already accumulated your nest egg? You couldn't outlive it if you tried. But at the end of the day, you cannot afford to lose 30% of this in the next stock market crash. So maybe your way of thinking has to change. But at the end of the day, what we can do is show you which way works best for you that is customized to your feelings and your needs. Ron, tell the folks how they can connect with us to learn how to do that.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Did you know that a single violin is made from more than 70 individual pieces of wood? Incredible ingenuity and artistry goes into making an instrument that beautiful. And the same kind of care should be put into your financial plan. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony to learn how to make it happen.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna. 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. That's how you reach Dan DiVerna. We'll give you that number again just a little while here. But this is our Getting to Know You segment on today's show. And Dan, I think a lot of people who are listening to the show on a regular basis would love to know how you managed to end up in this business. What led you to do what you're doing now?
So that's a really interesting question. When I think back to when I first started liking the idea of this type of job, I wanted to be a stockbroker. And I don't even remember exactly how I stumbled into that idea, but I knew I wanted to deal with money. And as I got out of high school and I went to college and then, you know, life kind of happens. And anybody that knows the math on this, my son Derek is 24 now, and I was a very young dad. And so I got thrust into the workforce and took one job and went to another one. And before you know it, college is on the back burner. But finally, I got back in. I was working at Cooper Tire from 11 at night till 7 in the morning. And then I would go to school. I would go home, take a nap, then go to school during the day. Then I'd go back home, take another nap, which only a young person could do because it was insane. Then I would go back to work at 11 o'clock at night. And as I got done with school and I was wrapping up and I was getting ready to do an internship, I decided to do it with New England Financial. And Tim Croak, who I still work with and is my mentor, and we still are very, very close. But I went to work with him at New England Financial, and it was, in my mind, close to being a stockbroker. And then as I really discovered and understood it, I realized what was different about us or myself and the way I'm wired in comparison to the typical stockbroker is that I was in a situation and wanted to have a situation where I was always going to have these good, sound relationships. And my experience with the stockbrokers when I first was leaving college was, and I interviewed with some and almost took a job, was that it was not as much relationship. It was more transaction based. And what I wanted to have was the opportunity to work with people that were like my family, that needed my help, and that we could potentially work together for the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 35 years. And so this was the opportunity that I seized. I seized the moment, and Tim was gracious enough to offer me a job, and I was super excited to get it. And, you know, we were just talking about recently that, you know, I wasn't always sure. I mean, I always felt like I was going to make it, but not too many people make it in this business. I mean, I think almost 95% of the people that try fail. And so I feel pretty fortunate to be in a situation where I'm able to go to work every day and it doesn't feel like work at all. So pretty happy ending there for me.
Well, it's really a relationship business, as you said, and I know why you're so good at it. Dan DiVerna, and that is our Getting to Know You segment on today's edition of the Financial Symphony. Stay with us. There's more coming up.
Wherever you go, there I am, following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Fees! Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky hidden fees!
In northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder. Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners is your host on this show every week. I get a chance to tag along once in a while, and Dan, always good to be with you. And on this particular segment of the show, we're going to talk about stress and retirement. There's a lot of stress involved in everybody's life, and of course, here on the Financial Symphony, we try to incorporate some musical aspects into the show and, you know, achieve peace of mind during your retirement years. You may end up living as long after retirement as you did while you were working. So we're talking about a long period of time here, and Dan DiVerna can help you make sure that you're prepared not to outlive your money. 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar. Come in to talk to Dan DiVerna, your creative financial partner, 800-373-9715. Well, stress and retirement. Boy, that's a big topic of conversation. Psychologists have determined that retirement is the 10th most stressful event that you can experience in life. Now, the events on the list that are considered more stressful include things like the death of a spouse, a divorce, and going to jail would be on there, too. So I thought maybe, Dan, since we're not going to jail today, at least I hope not, let's look at the ways to proactively deal with stress in retirement. I guess one thing that folks need to do is to understand the significant lifestyle changes. It's not going to be the same anymore after you retire, right?
That's right. When I hear that, it kind of rattles my cage a little bit to think that this is one of the most stressful things. And then I'm just finishing writing a book right now, and we're searching for the title, and we're trying to figure out exactly what that's going to be to kind of grab the audience and get the right people listening to it. But it's a story that really talks about the so many of the union people that we work with, which Toledo has heavy union group here, and with the idea of all of the things that they need to consider. And so when we were putting together this book, all we're doing is I'm pulling from all of my experience of having all these conversations, hundreds and thousands of conversations. And when I was putting together the book, I started to realize on some level how much I knew. And I thought, wow, how in the world does anybody do this without somebody like me? And I think about all the moving parts, whether it's Social Security and when you take that and how you take it, or it's the pension, or it's, hey, I have all this money, and how does that money convert to an income stream? What happens if something happens to my spouse or me? And what if I'm married or had a previous marriage? And I mean, just so many moving parts. But to understand all those things and to have them all line up. And so when we built our map process to just really give everybody the visual of being able to look at it and touch the plan and have a plan. And then the second thing of the implementation process, because without a plan being implemented, it doesn't even matter that you have a plan. So we love to walk through that process. And I can tell you the light bulb always goes on. And sometimes it's before this person's even a client. And sometimes it's at the end and they're so thankful. And they oftentimes will say, geez, I wish I would have done this a long time ago had I known it was this easy. But you know that it's a very intimidating situation. I mean, for people that don't understand this and do this every day, it's a scary, scary thing. And so I really do understand why this is considered to be one of the more stressful parts of somebody's life potentially.
So many things to think about, no question about that. Another thing that would help, I think, with anybody going into retirement and going into the next phase of your life is to embrace the opportunity to face new challenges. It's like, you know, when one door closes, there's another door that opens. And this is sort of like that, right?
Oh, it's so like this. I had the privilege of going down and visiting a bunch of my clients that, you know, grew up and were raised and born, if you will, in Northwest Ohio. But in the summer, Ohio's great. We all love Ohio in the summer. In the winter, you know, it gets a little overcast, a little cold, get a little snow. So many of my clients have now, they've retired and they're going down at least for the winter. And so I had the experience, all that happened all in a course of just a few days. I was down there seeing several of my clients, and I was in the Sarasota area, Tampa area, and down into the Siesta Keys and down into Fort Myers, which are all lovely places. And I got to see this wide range of these different retirees. And so I have some really probably the closest of these groups that are down in like a massive trailer park type of a setup. And they have probably 2,500 different sites there. And they've got everything from like a bowling alley to foosball to hula dancing lessons and poker tournaments and all these things going on. And they're partying like rock stars down there, and they're singing karaoke, and I had a great time with them. And then the next day I wake up and I go visit these folks in Siesta Key area in this quiet little place that they bought off the beaten path. And it's just a husband and wife, and they just could not be any happier. And they thanked me profusely because, you know, Tom was a guy, his wife never thought they'd be able to get him to retire because his job is who he was.
Yeah.
And I said, Tom, why don't you try taking, how much vacation do you have? And he had been working at this place for 40 plus years. Mm. And he said, I think I have 8 weeks. And I said, Tom, why don't you spend 2 weeks instead of one? And then why don't you try three? Oh, I could never do that. I said, Tom, just do it. And fast forward, here we are. and they give me more credit than I do. But to that process of them getting to the point where Tom could walk away, and these guys are so happy, and these are all within a, you know, maybe 30 miles of each other, but everybody's so happy, living completely different lives than they ever lived in Ohio, and completely different lives than they are even within a few feet of each other almost sometimes. But it's neat because people no longer have the responsibility of the sales calls or the responsibility of going in and working at the factory or whatever their job was that they may have even liked, but they get to have a whole new identity, and it's a lot of fun to be part of.
Again, if you would like to get in touch with Dan DiVerna, he is your creative financial partner, 800-373-9715. You can tell by the stories that Dan has, he has helped a lot of people over a lot of years and would certainly love to help you with your retirement planning, 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar and come into Perrysburg and have a visit with Dan DiVerna. Also, we're talking about things that cause stress in your retirement, and we've talked about some very important things. Understanding the significant lifestyle changes that come with retirement is certainly important. Embracing the opportunity to face new challenges, certainly important. But I have just a couple of others here, well, three others actually on the list, Dan. First of all, folks should keep their options open and be flexible and be open-minded about what's going to happen now.
Yeah, I've had so many people retire because their friends say they should. And like, not everybody is meant for the same kind of retirement. I mean, I think of myself and I wake up at 4:57 in the morning and I get the question, why in the world would you wake up that early? I don't know. Like, first of all, going to work is not work to me. Like, I like what I do. It's not hard work to me. My dad was a welder. I grew up around hard work and I did not have an aptitude for that. So for me to imagine on any level, for me to retire and like sit around, I can't even fathom it. And let me tell you, if you want to see somebody that would be on somebody else's nerves, imagine me around the house all day, every day around my wife. She's like, get away from me. Like I would drive her crazy because I'm extremely high intensity and I'm moving all the time. And for someone who has been doing that their entire life or career to just shut it down and decide one day they're just going to not leave the house and they're going to sit around and do almost nothing. It's just not the way it's supposed to be. And so some of us have this vision of moving down to Florida, and then you realize, hey, in Florida, it's really hot down there. And the traffic is way worse than it is in Toledo.
Really?
And there's all these old people down there. They don't know how to drive. And there's all kinds of different things. But just know that a lot of this is just kind of figuring it out and doing the things you like doing and eliminating the things you really don't like doing so much. So if you really hated your job, it'd be perfect for you to retire. For other people, instead of doing something that they have to do, maybe they're doing something they like to do or something they want to do. Or maybe they're getting more into hobbies or helping other people. There's all kinds of options out there. But just know that you don't necessarily have to make every decision right out the gate and have that be the hard and fast decision forever.
Dan, what you just said illustrates what I've always believed. And that is, to find something you actually love doing and you never have to work a day in your life. And that sounds like
that's
you.
That's right. That's it.
Another thing to point out here is that folks need to keep their sense of perspective about this whole retirement deal and also find a good financial advisor like you they can work closely with and guide them through that whole retirement process.
Yeah, I think about my grandpa. I know I talk about him all the time, and one of these days I think I'm going to have him on the show.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, he's 93 years old, and we had breakfast, just a couple days ago, and he drove there.
Yeah.
And, he's doing great, and unfortunately, we lost my grandmother a few years ago, but because he was taking care of her, had she not passed away, he probably wouldn't be with us because, he was going to take care of her, and that's just the way it was. There wasn't really any negotiation, no discussions, no talks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you that this idea of retirement and the guys like my grandpa who have been retired now longer than he worked for, at the time, Ohio, but now BP.
Wow.
Like those guys, there's going to be more and more of them. We're just living much longer. So you have to keep that perspective that the idea of just retiring and being done and not working anymore. You know, we're very fortunate to be able to experience this stage of life and much more of it. So you definitely want to be doing things you enjoy.
Absolutely. And I know that, you know, when folks say, I said a moment ago that you need to work closely with a good financial advisor. If you like to make that happen, all you got to do is reach out. But you have to take that first step. Dan can't call you. You need to call him, get on a calendar, and come in for a visit. And what happens when a new person, a listener to the show today, for example, decides to make that phone call and come in and see you?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Ron, there's two or three different ways that we're being introduced to more and more people all the time. And there's so many of your friends or relatives that probably already work with us. And there's no way to know exactly unless you ask them. But also, just, you know, to check us out and go to that website, danDiverna.com. We built that to be a friendly thing so that you could have a little bit more exposure to me. And then we're doing the radio show for exactly the same reason, that you can have a little bit of exposure. But as Ron mentioned, like, none of this happens without you picking up the phone. So I don't know exactly who's listening. We know about who you are. We know kind of the demographics, and we know kind of who we want to be speaking to, and we know who are our perfect clients. But until we meet and we get to know each other a little bit, we're not going to know for sure. And the only way for us to know that is for you to pick up the phone. And I reference all the time my martial arts. And I remember the very first time that I walked into the dojo, and I was absolutely terrified. And the very first time I walked in there, I was terrified until I got in, and then everything was okay, and I realized I was at home. And that was 10 years ago now, and I've been practicing ever since. And that's how most people compare their experience with me. And that is, geez, Dan, if I knew it was this easy, I would have done this years ago. So don't put that off. Pick up the phone now. Give us a call. We'll call you right back, and we'll have a conversation that's meaningful and that will give you some guidance on if I'm the guy that you should be leaning on, whether it's for a second opinion or, hey, I've always wanted to have somebody look at all my financial junk drawer. You know, I don't have these things organized as well as I should, and I definitely don't have a plan, and I really feel better about having that.
800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Dan DiVerna. He's your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, if you live in Toledo, wherever you are, wherever you're listening, come into Perrysburg and have a conversation. And a way to make that happen is call 800-373-9715. Dan DiVerna and I will be back in just a moment with more on today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
Timing is everything, in music as well as in life. Having the right tempo and rhythm helps all the musicians and the conductor lock into place and ensures a smooth and steady performance. The same can be said for your financial future, where timing is everything. Having the right person to guide you through your financial concerto can make all the difference. Timing and tempo in life, in music, and in retirement is everything.
In northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And the number to call to reach Dan is 800-373-9715. So many people call that number every week and come in for a really quick conversation, a conversation so you can learn a whole lot about financial matters and about your retirement. That's what this show is all about. And the number to call to make it happen, to get individual information, is 800-373-9715. There is no one-size-fits-all plan when it comes to retirement planning, and that's why Dan DiVerna would like to sit down and have a conversation with you, a very comfortable conversation, no pressure. nature. No salesmanship involved. 800-373-9715. That's 1-800-373-9715. You can come into Perrysburg and have that conversation wherever you live in northwestern Ohio. And Dan, as always, we've gotten some great questions on the request line this week. Roger is in Toledo, and Roger says, I've had some losses in my IRA recently. Nothing huge, but it still makes me nervous. My broker says he's not worried about it because everything goes up in the long run. But I'm 60 years old. I'm not sure he understands my sense of urgency. Is he right? Do you think I should just chill out at this point?
Well, Roger, you should definitely chill out. But I'll tell you, it is our job to make sure that our clients are comfortable. And so you might be in a situation, as we see many, many people, as they get a little bit older and they get closer to that retirement date, or sometimes in retirement, they realize that they just don't want that bouncing around anymore. They don't want the opportunity to lose the kind of dollars that so many people experienced in 2007 to 2009 and all that bouncing around. So if you're in a situation like that, it is time to kind of have a heart-to-heart with your advisor and to make sure that you are absolutely on the same page. You want to make sure that he understands, he or she understands where you are and where your place is, because I've got some clients that are in their 60s and 70s that invest like they're young people and they understand it and they're happy when things are good. And yes, they're a little disappointed when things aren't good, but they understand it. And then I've got some other people that have just gotten more and more conservative. And so we've just kind of tightened things up a little bit. And so we know that the range is not there. So they no longer have some of the upside potential that they once had, but they also know and are very comfortable with the fact that they don't have the opportunity for the losses. And so I think it would be a key time and a crucial time for you to go in and have that talk with your advisor. And I'll tell you this, many, many, many times I'm the guy that comes in at the stage where somebody is getting ready to retire or they are retired and they decided to shift gears. And we're doing our money map process and we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, because oftentimes that advisor that took you through that accumulation phase is not the same person that takes you through that retirement phase. And so if you're in a situation where you feel like maybe you were with the person that was going to help you accumulate, but maybe they're not the right person, it's completely possible that it's time to shift gears in that way too.
Gosh, Dan, it strikes me that you have helped so many people, and I know why you enjoy doing your job so much. You wake up in the morning and you're excited to get to work and help somebody else, and gosh, that must be a really good feeling when somebody walks out of your office and they have a smile on their face, feeling better about their future.
Yeah, I think about one of my friends, I call him a friend, he's a client too, but he called me this week or fired off a text to me really early, just something. And I answered right back, and he's like, holy cow, because works for the plumbers and pipe fitters. Mm-hmm. And he said, boy, I knew you got up early, but this early? And I said, yeah, I get up at 4:57 every day. And like, why in the world would you get up at 4:57? I said, if you go to work and it's not like work, it isn't that bad. And so I've always had that, you know, I grew up with that mentality of the hardworking mentality. And, you know, I try to instill that in my kids, and we've done a pretty good job, but it's hard because you want them to have the stuff that you didn't have, but yet you want them to work for it and earn it and all those things. So I'm trying to strike the balance just like everybody else is. But the neat thing for my personal situation, which I don't see enough of, is people that are going to work and it's not a job, you know, and I'm just blessed, so blessed to have found the place where going to work isn't hard for me. This is just the natural thing, and it's one of the most comfortable places I could possibly be every day.
Find something you absolutely love to do and manage to make a living doing it, and you never have to work a day in your life.
That is so right.
Got another question here from Gretchen in Oregon. Gretchen says, I just lost my job and will probably be without income for a few months while I find the next one. First of all, she's pretty optimistic about being able to find something fairly quickly here. And she wants to know, is this a good time to do a Roth conversion since I won't have as much income this year as I normally have?
Gretchen, you are educated far above the average person to be thinking like this. That's a great idea, Gretchen. The idea of converting money into a Roth IRA, and we actually have a calculator that helps tell you when you should do that, how you should do it, at what age it makes the most sense. Sometimes it doesn't. Oftentimes people are really excited about the idea of taking money out of things like 401ks and traditional IRAs and converting it into a Roth because you'll never have to pay taxes on it again. The biggest problem, always the biggest problem, is you want to have the ability to write the check out of your checking or savings or non-qualified funds to pay the taxes on that for that conversion. If you have those means there, Gretchen, I think that's a great idea. I don't want to speak to your situation and act like I know all of the moving parts, but conceptually, I like where your head's at.
We have some smart listeners out there. Dan, wouldn't you agree? That's a really smart question. Here on the Financial Symphony, the way you would like to get in touch with Dan DiVerna and set up a conversation in Dan's office, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. If you like, you can check out Dan DiVerna on his website, dandiverna.com. Really easy to remember, dandiverna.com. Or just call the number, 800-373-9715. One more question on today's show from Bill in Tiffin. And Bill says, I was planning to work for one more year and then retire. But I'm now hearing that we might have some layoffs and I could be offered a severance package equal to 1 year's salary. So that actually seems like it would be great news since I was only planning to work another year anyway. Am I dumb for hoping that I get laid off?
Bill, winner, winner, chicken dinner. This is potentially an awesome, awesome opportunity if it really happens for you. No, Bill, I don't think you're dumb at all for hoping that you get laid off. I think that situation just kind of presents itself every once in a while. We have those situations where everything just kind of lines up. So I think if this happens for you, I think it's a blessing. And I think, when things are supposed to be, they're just supposed to be. So I wish you the best of luck, Bill. And if you need anybody to crunch the numbers and make sure it all works, I would love for you us to get an opportunity to do that. And one of the questions I get a lot is kind of what does that first meeting look like? And I'll just tell you that it's very laid back. Sometimes it's a little funny. We'll sit together and we don't actually talk as much as people would think about the science of it or the math behind it. It's usually more getting a feel for each other and making sure that everything feels right. And assuming that it feels right, we've got all the credentials here. I think it's my fifth or sixth year at the top of the table through the $1 million round table. And that just means that we're in the top 1% of financial advisors that are floating around on the planet. And so we've done a good job with establishing ourselves. When I think back to the early days of Creative Financial Partners, it's, 12 and a half years ago, there was just four of us here. Now we've got 30 some people that work in our office here. And so we've done good. We've established ourselves and now we're in a spot. We are in this fantastic spot where we work with people that we like and people that it just feels right. And so when we're sitting with these people, they end up starting off as just acquaintances, but then becoming friends and clients. And it's such an organic process that we've built here. And it's so good. And this is one of the reasons that we're on the radio is that we can kind of share that with people locally and that they can know that they have somewhere that is really based upon the feeling first. And yes, we have to make sure the math works and we're extremely familiar with those processes with our teams and everything. But if you'd like to go through that process and you'd like to have, whether it's that second opinion or you have that financial junk drawer that needs to be sorted out, please give us a call right now.
1-800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That number will put you through to Dan DeVerna's office. You can come in and have a conversation with no obligation whatsoever. It's not going to cost you a penny. When you come in for a visit, you're not hiring Dan DeVerna as your financial consultant. There's a good possibility that you might want to become a client, but if you don't, then that's cool too. 800-373-9715. Check out the website, danverna.com. But again, that all-important number, 800-373-9715. Dan, it's been a pleasure being with you on the show today.
Awesome. Thanks, Ron.
Join us again next week for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.